Mike Osborne for WMOT News at 4 minutes past. Today, the last story in our seven-part series entitled Tennessee Divided, an exploration of the cultural, racial, and political discord across Middle Tennessee and the nation. Sadly, we found no shortage of stories to tell, but we also found a number of initiatives and organizations here in the Mid-State designed to help Tennesseans bridge the current divide. Just one example, reporter Alexis Marshall recently attended a community potluck dinner organized by Muslim teens at the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro. Now regularly held Love Your Neighbor potlucks are an opportunity for people of all faiths to get to know each other better. Jane Griffin attended a gathering last summer with her grandchildren.
I wanted to be a part of this community event, and I wanted to show them what community is all about.
Anas Hash Hussein is a leading mosque member. He noted the Love Your Neighbor potlucks offer a welcome change from the frequent harassment area Muslims endure.
Just makes you forget about everything that's happened, you know, and just sort of live in the moment and have fun.
Another example of civil discourse, on a recent Saturday morning, a group of Mid-State Republicans and Democrats gathered in Franklin to hold a day-long conversation.
I think what's so different is how we approach doing it, mm-hmm. which is really what's always been the difference between Democrats and Republicans, reds and blues.
The meeting was organized by Better Angels. The group's trained moderators lead political partisans in explorations of their differences. Better Angels spokesman David Lapp says the workshops are designed to change how reds and blues see each other, not their political views.
We, the people, have to take responsibility for the divisions that our country is experiencing right now. And we're finding that, as one person said in a workshop, you don't hate people that you know.
At the conclusion of the Franklin meeting, Angela and Julie were able to see the value in simple, respectful conversation.
It's okay to have opposing ideas. It's okay to be different. We are still human. We still love one another.
It smashes a lot of the stereotype of what one group or another group is supposed to be.
Middle Tennessee is also home to several institutions created to foster dialogue between fractured communities. For example, Dr. Steve Joyner directs the Institute for Conflict Management at Lipscomb University. He concedes the Mid-State is currently at a low point for civil discourse.
People are living in their own echo chambers. Somehow people have gotten the idea the way you get things done is to be louder.
But Dr. Joyner also says he sees evidence that people are getting tired of the constant drumbeat of hateful rhetoric.
I really believe that the really good people in Middle Tennessee are kind of saying, okay, it's time for us to find better ways to talk to each other.
And when Dr. Joyner says talk to each other, he actually means listen to each other.
I spend my days around people I disagree with, and I had to teach myself to see that as an opportunity to learn something, not to communicate my opinion.
Lipscomb's Institute isn't the Mid-State's only resource for conflict management. The Nashville Conflict Resolution Center has served Davidson County residents for nearly two decades. The Family of Abraham formed in Nashville in 2011 to promote interfaith dialogue, stating that there is a deep craving for renewing Americans' sense of unity. The Tennessean recently launched a year-long campaign to restore community dialogue with an effort they're entitling Civility Tennessee. For links to these and other conflict resolution and dialogue resources, look for this story at WMOT.org. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.